This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa directs authorities to make COVID-19 control and treatment effective. Finance Ministry decides to provide 5 billion rupees to Health Ministry for COVID-19 vaccine procurement. Supreme Court issues mandamus to halt works related to Kali Gandaki Diversion Multipurpose Project. Public transport fare hiked by 28% and hotel collapse killed 17 people in Suzhou of China. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa has directed the concerned authorities to make the treatment, prevention and control of the coronavirus more efficient and effective. He gave such instructions while being apprised about the activities of the COVID-19 Crisis Management Centre, CCMC, yesterday. The meeting was attended by the Cabinet Ministers and the Chief Secretary. Meanwhile, the government has assured 5 billion rupees budget for the Ministry of Health and Population for the procurement of COVID-19 vaccines. Assuming his office yesterday, newly appointed Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma signed the document ensuring the budget. The government has a target of administering the vaccines against COVID-19 to one-third of population by coming mid-October and to all eligible people by mid-April next year. Finance Minister Sharma further committed to move ahead with the private sector for the revival of the economy marred by COVID-19 pandemic. He also vowed to formulate the fiscal policies to address the problems faced by the poor and the marginalized communities. Newly appointed Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khan has stressed on the need of support and contribution of all to defeat COVID-19. After assuming his office at the ministry at Singhadarbar yesterday, Home Minister Khan said the government was committed to make arrangements of budget and medical supplies at necessary places for effective control of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Home Minister also thanked the security bodies, health workers and media persons for their support in the battle against the coronavirus. Ambassador of India to Nepal, Binay Mohan Quatra, has congratulated Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa on his recent appointment as the Prime Minister. The Indian ambassador reached Prime Minister Dewa's residence at Bunanil Kanta and congratulated him. In the meeting, Prime Minister Dewa, who is also looking after the portfolio of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, recalled the age-old friendly relations between the two countries. Likewise, U.S. Ambassador to Nepal, Randy Barry, also congratulated Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa on his recent appointment as the Prime Minister. Via his tweet handle, U.S. Ambassador Barry congratulated Prime Minister Dewa, wishing him a successful tenure. The U.S. ambassador expressed the optimism of the U.S. mission to collaborate with the new Prime Minister's cabinet at all tiers of the Nepal government to advance Nepal-U.S. friendship, which is as old as 75 years. Outgoing Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has vacated the Prime Minister's official residence at Balwatar and shifted to his private house at Balkot of Bhaktapur district. Outgoing Prime Minister Oli left Balwatar yesterday after Prime Minister Dewa took the oath of office and secrecy of the post of Prime Minister. Organizations close to CUPNUML and Oli's supporters escorted him to Balkot yesterday, chanting slogans in his support. The number of daily corona infection cases has been increasing since past few days. The Ministry of Health and Population reported 2,905 corona infection cases yesterday. The ministry has also reported 1,606 full recovery of COVID infection yesterday itself. Similarly, 18 corona-related deaths were recorded yesterday. As per the ministry's update, the total number of deaths due to COVID-19 infection has reached 9,400 in the country. The Supreme Court has issued a mandamus not to forward the work of the Kali Gandaki Diversion Multipurpose Project. The single bench of Chief Justice Cholendra Samsir Jangabhadur Rana issued the order in the name of the government not to forward the project. In the order, the court has asked the government not to disturb the natural flow of the river, constructing dam and hampering the religious and natural heritages along the river until the final verdict on the writ is announced. Citing the Kali Gandaki's religious importance, senior advocate Prakash Mani Sharma had filed a writ at the apex court demanding a halt in dam construction in the river, diverting its natural flow. The special court has released Nepali Congress Vice President Bijay Kumar Gachedar in bail of 1 million rupees in connection to the Lalita Niwas land scam. Congress Vice President Gachedar had been at large after he was accused of aiding and abetting the land scammers in Lalita Niwas case. After being at large for a year, he reached the court yesterday and he was released in bail of 1 million rupees by the special court yesterday itself. The public transportation fare has been hiked by 28%. The Department of Transport Management increased the inter-province public transportation fare by 28%. Meanwhile, the fare of good-faring vehicles has also been increased by 20 and 26% as per the location. Issuing a statement, the department informed that the fare has been increased for public transport following the consent of the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport on 11th July, which is four days ago. You're listening to Radio Nepal, the 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यमानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415 हास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. At least 17 people have died after a hotel collapsed in the eastern Chinese city of Suzhou. After 36 hours of search operations, rescue workers found 23 people buried in the rubble. Among them, six people were found alive. Chinese media Global Times report states that a preliminary investigation found the collapse was caused by the owner altering the structure of the building. At least 12 people, including 9 Chinese citizens, had been killed after a bus carrying construction workers in Pakistan's far north plunged into a ravine following an explosion. The Pakistani Foreign Ministry said the incident took place as a bus carrying workers to the Dasu hydropower project in northern Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province yesterday. The Pakistani Foreign Ministry has said that the incident occurred due to a mechanical failure. However, Chinese Foreign Ministry has referred to it as an attack and asked Pakistan to probe blast that killed its nationals. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning at one or two places of province number 1, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Far Western province. Well, that's all the news for this bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have the reminder of the headlines once again. Prime Minister Shahbaz Dewa directs authorities to make COVID-19 control and treatment effective. Finance Ministry decides to provide 5 billion rupees to Health Ministry for COVID-19 vaccine procurement. Supreme Court issues mandamus to halt works related to Kali Gandaki diversion multipurpose project. Public transport fare hiked by 28% and hotel collapse killed 17 people in Suzhou of China. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Also, do check our online English news portal at www.onlineradionepal.gov.np/English. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.